With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As 2024 is about to dawn, the CEO of One American nonprofit group warns that the remainder of the 21st century depends upon Israel's victory over Hamas terrorists. Rabbi Stephen Weil, who heads the organization Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces, tells the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com. His group recently flew two 757 jetliners to Israel, carrying $10 million worth of supplies for IDF troops on the battlefield. He says if Israel ever falls, the consequences for the rest of the world are frightening.
To quote the Supreme Ayatollah, their ultimate goal is the great Satan. It's not just America, it's Christian Europe, it's Western civilization. And what stands in their way is Israel. These soldiers of the IDF, tiny little Israel is what stands in their way. Otherwise, they'd have a Shia Islamic hegemonic caliphate from the Arabian Gulf to the Mediterranean. This is not a little squabble. This is ultimately going to shape the 21st century.
Rabbi Weil adds that his charitable organization has regional offices throughout the U.S., and its efforts to provide direct emergency relief to IDF forces in the battlefield will expand during 2024. Also at SRNnews.com, on the economic front, starting tomorrow, millions of minimum wage earners can look forward to a little extra in their paychecks.
The increase in the minimum wage impacts an estimated 10 million workers in 22 states. The size of the raise varies from state to state. The largest pay hike comes in Hawaii, where the wage rises from $12 to $14 an hour. In Michigan, it's a 23-cent increase to $10.33 an hour. Some 20 states are holding their minimum wage at the federal level of $7.25 an hour. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Life is getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. However, both sides expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws, like one in Idaho, that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. This is SRN News. A California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places taking effect on New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge it. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 places, including parks, playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. Smoking cigarettes while gambling in casinos may be a thing of the past.
Atlantic City casinos faced with that situation now and are not sure just what to do. State lawmakers will renew a push to ban smoking in 9 casinos next year, even as the industry proposes enclosed smoking areas. Now, whether the resort can continue to attract large numbers of in-person gamblers or whether they will migrate to internet gambling and sports betting is also a key question. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.